2NURFM 103.7. Well, this next gentleman, our next guest, you normally hear him after 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, but respected Newcastle business coach Julian Campbell, you've jumped in a little early. What's going on? Hello.
Hi, how are you today? Thanks for inviting me along, and it's different to be on the other side of the microphone.
It's very different when you're over here and you're getting asked questions instead of asking the questions. But look, you've got a very interesting program coming up, and the title of it, look, is Your Child a Budding Entrepreneur? Now, because if you go back to, I guess, a gentler, simpler time, the idea of kids being entrepreneurs was setting up a lemonade stand or, you know, maybe washing a car for a couple of bob. But these days, kids are very tech savvy and very on top of things. And I guess in the changing employment world of the future, they need to be.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And I mean, it could still very well be the lemonade stand.
Could be.
But when you look at the rise in youth unemployment, and when you see how many jobs are now being taken by technology, and people are studying and training for jobs that probably won't exist in a few years' time, the way it's going to go, I believe, is people are going to be self-employed or casually employed, and therefore they've got to learn how to run a business.
The idea of getting out of school or university and having that one job, staying there forever, getting the gold watch and moving on, that's not here anymore, is it? Really?
Doesn't exist. No. The average time in job these days is about 2.5 years. But I think even of those jobs, they're going to start to disappear. We do have some training out there for a lot of people to set up businesses, but nobody's really focused, I think, on the 10-year-old to 18-year-old group. People are still at school who could start to learn some of these skills.
I get very, in a way, uncomfortable when I hear you talk about 10-year-olds in that starting a business mindset, but that's not as out there as you think, because a lot of kids with some great ideas, but it's great to have the idea, but if you don't know what to do with it or how to present it, it's no good to you, is it?
Well, that's exactly why we're putting a program together, to help them to, first of all, flesh out the idea. Is the idea of going to work? Is people going to pay for those sorts of things? And then, now what are all the legalities? Because obviously there are legalities, taxation, just because a person is 13 years of old age, they still have tax to pay if they're going to earn $1 million.
Yeah, the tax man will have his cut, and he's always first, as we know, Julian. Look, the information course, I've just got a copy of your flyer right here, and it's going to be pretty good, happening on the 23rd of September. But for those who think that their kids may be in that space or they'd like to give them a little nudge, what can we expect from the training course?
Well, the information day is going to be very much focused on how the course is going to be presented, and also giving them some ideas of what will be there, how it will be run, how do we start presenting our ideas to other people, how do we work out whether there are people out there that will pay dollars for what it's all about. I mean, I was speaking earlier, there is a 13-year-old here in Australia who is an entrepreneur, has set up a multi-million-dollar business.
And, that's crazy.
You know, kids have got the skills, particularly in technology, cleaning, work cooking, all sorts of things that can be turned into businesses.
The 13-year-old that's now in charge of a multi-million-dollar organisation, I'm guessing they were building websites or something like that.
Well, it certainly was focused on a website, but there is another girl in Australia, in America, who's 16 years of age, set up this big business. She's now had to employ a CEO so she can continue on in her schooling.
Does she even need to go to school anymore?
Well, she probably wants those skills.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. So you're always thinking ahead.
Exactly.
Look, the information night for the course, it sounds really, really interesting. Saturday 23rd, and it will be at Youth Express at Maitland, 9:30 start of the morning. So, Julian, any last words on for those who would be thinking at this point or encouraged to come along?
Well, if people want to come along, I would suggest they go to www.buddingentrepreneurs.com.au. The information's all up there and they can register to attend.
And we have some information also at 2NURFM.com in the morning show page. Mate, you've got the big program coming up after 1 o'clock. Very quickly, plug it for us. What's happening today?
I'm going to be talking to a face profiler on how we read people's faces.
I will pay close attention to that one. I get told I'm very easy to read from time to time, so maybe I need to learn some new skills there. We're all learning, Julian.
Thank you.
Julian Campbell, he'll be on after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Is your child a budding entrepreneur? Very, very interesting information session coming up to NURFM 103.7.